Welcome back to The Conversation, Season 3. I'm your host, Gina Simeone. This podcast is sponsored by Single Throw Marketing. If you're ready to stop spending your marketing dollars and start investing your marketing dollars, check us out at singlethrow.com to learn more. We've been getting marketing right for decades, and people that can choose anyone choose Single Throw Marketing. Pamela A. Major is the creator and founder of Malia Bloom, a lifestyle services company that empowers people, places, and purpose. Pamela is a dynamic speaker, author, playwright, storyteller, and empowerment coach, and she has the unique ability to put into context the needs of an organization or individual to provide practical insights to help them achieve and succeed. She's going to talk to us about her business and Malia Bloom. She's also going to talk to us about some diversity and inclusion and advice for women in the business world to rid free of stigmas. Welcome, Pamela. We're so happy to have you in studio today.
I am elated to be invited to be here on Conversation.
I know, right? The H-E-R. It's a conversation with an H-E-R. So as I said, you know, Pamela has her own business called Malia Bloom, and we want to get to know a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Sure. Well, Malia Bloom, it is a lifestyle services company. So essentially, what does that mean? I help you with your life.
Oh, like just help me figure it out, because can we stay a little extra? Because I need you to help me figure out.
You know, I was having this conversation today and saying, often we're not asked, how do you want to live? How do you want to be? How do you want to show up for yourself, for others? And in Malia Bloom, that's what we really help you or your organization do. We want you to be the natural, authentic, wonderful, magnificent you.
Wow. Well, I mean, we all want to be magnificent. So it's just a matter of getting there, right?
Yes.
So, okay, great. So you're doing a lot of things around the community. So you are a local to New Jersey native. Were you born and raised here?
I was born and raised in Englewood, New Jersey, the heart of my life.
Okay.
Can you tell I still love my hometown?
Yes. You gotta support, right?
Absolutely. And I consider myself a Jersey rambler at this point. I think Monmouth County is now the fifth or sixth county that I've lived in New Jersey. And
okay.
All of them have been a joy. And right now I'm just stable in Monmouth County.
Love it. I mean, the Jersey Shore, what's not to love?
Absolutely.
So you are doing a lot of diversity and inclusion events coming up, especially right now. There's the stigma-free movement that's happening in Asbury all year. Please tell me about that.
Sure. Well, when I worked for Monmouth County, I was tasked with developing the Monmouth County stigma-free movement. And so we did that, and it was a great success. It still is a great success, and I'm still connected. Was just on a meeting and really looking at doing some really magnificent, I love that word, because it just means to make it bigger.
Right.
So we're doing some great things there. And what we're doing specifically in Asbury Park as part of the mayor's wellness committee, and every city can have one in New Jersey. We have been talking about stigma-free, talking about it, and ultimately the committee said, well, let's do something. So we decided that we were going to be mildly ambitious and have a different topic that dealt with a marginalized group or a specific area of concern every month in 2023.
Okay.
So we have gone through some great months, and we are coming up on LGBTQIA+, and then we'll be following that with Black mental health.
Okay.
And so it became important because people don't realize how difficult it is for people to ask for help.
Yeah.
And that's what this is all about. Started with NAMI, National Alliance on Mental Illness, if I have that acronym right.
That's pretty impressive.
Right. And we have really expanded it because we want to talk about mental health in many areas, but we also know that that needs to include substance use.
Yeah.
Because very often one comes from the other, or, you know, in order to deal with a mental health issues, issue. People may start using substances and then find out that their systems really can't handle it, and it becomes a disorder.
Right.
And so now we want to just expand that, and we want to help families to understand that it's okay if a member of your family needs help.
Yeah.
Let's not shame them. Let's not put them in the corner. Let's not blame them. And let's not blame ourselves. Let's just get help.
Right. So when you say like stigma, what exactly are you kind of talking about?
Shame and guilt. Those are the first two words that really come to mind when we talk about stigma. It is that extreme shame and guilt that is almost like, for those of you who are getting over your fear of your English class in high school, Hester Prynne and the Scarlet Letter.
Do they still read that book?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Oh my God,
yeah.
Crazy.
Hawthorne Lives.
Yes.
So, you know, that Scarlet MI or that Scarlet substance use. Many people are still using the term addiction.
Right.
We have moved away from that to use a kinder, gentler word that is less
more
accusatory.
I was going to say, like, is it kind of, you know, in the society these days, we have to really watch everything we say and
yes.
do because everybody gets so offended. So now we can't say it's an addiction. We have to say something else?
Yeah, we have to say something else. And part of that is not to make, even though I used to use the term kinder, gentler, it's not to take the seriousness away from the issue, but it is, again, it's destigmatizing the person who is trying to get help
right.
for the issue and helping the family with language that doesn't condemn their loved one.
Okay. So, you know, by saying you're an addict, it kind of has a very negative connotation.
Exactly.
And so you're trying to soften that. So by this stigma-free movement, you're doing these activities in Asbury and trying to create awareness for this to help people become more inclusive?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
We have had events where people want to start walking groups and eating together and community. We recognize the value of community. And when we take the stigma, mm-hmm. and it goes to a lot of things. I mean, it goes to people of different nationalities who felt like they had nothing in common.
Right.
And now maybe they recognize they have blood pressure issues in common
yes.
and diabetes issues in common.
Okay.
And depression issues in common, and coming together at the community table and utilizing the resources in the community. Most people don't recognize there are probably 4 to 5, if not more, community food banks or pantries that give out, now they give out this nutritious food, and you can get lettuce and kale and tomatoes.
Not just SpaghettiOs?
No, we're not getting the salt pack, super processed stuff.
Foods, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great. That's
yeah.
great.
And so being able to come together and get those foods and talk together and share recipes and sit down together and talk and eat, just that mm-hmm. can bring lightness and life and healing to people. And so the inclusive table is the healing table.
Got it. So tell me how you incorporate this into your life coaching or, you know, helping people figure it out.
Sure. Well, one of the things that I do, and this is particularly with school districts, and it can be with others, but with school districts, I do stigma-free staff and stigma-free schools.
Okay.
So, and I was an elementary school teacher for 15 years, and I've worked with everyone from infants to college students. So I've got a kind of a breadth of knowledge of what's required.
Okay.
We help staff to understand what their issues may be mm-hmm. in a comfortable way that doesn't provoke them to be upset with themselves or shame themselves or feel accused.
Okay.
And then we build from there and say, now how do we structure your classroom so that you can be the teacher that your students need?
Right.
And then how do we structure the hallways and the cafeteria and just the entire learning environment so we take the stigma out of students in school? Can you imagine the students that used to be bullied now because of social media, right, 24 hours a day, for that to stop?
It would be a miracle.
And it starts with us.
Okay.
So that's one of the things that we do. We can also do the same kind of thing for nonprofits, for corporate structures, because we all carry some bias. I mean, or everybody would like everyone if we didn't all carry some level of bias. But when it becomes toxic, that's when we start hurting each other. And we want to reverse that and put that in a direction that allows communities mm-hmm. to flourish.
Okay. All right. So tell me, so Malia Bloom has a hidden meaning. Tell me about that.
Sure. Well, I love my family. I mean, I love my family. And I remember them in a dozen ways or more. So my father's family is Caribbean and Bahamian. We had a family reunion in Nassau, and many of us stayed at an all-inclusive place. This is not an advertisement, just a story. At an all-inclusive place called the Malia. And because I love words, I had to look it up to see what it meant.
Right.
And found out that Malia and Pamela, my name, have the same meaning. And they mean honey. And so Malia Bloom is kind of enticement that is sweet and intimate to say, let's mature, let's grow. And so that's what my business is about. It is helping the individual or the organization to grow into its authentic self and then be real and be comfortable, because now you're authentic.
I mean, that's very creative. So you should be in a little bit of advertising too. Speaking of advertising, so, you know, we're a marketing company, and, you know, we're about helping businesses grow and, you know, getting found on the web and on Google and things like that. So how long has your business been a business, and how have you grown it, you know, organically through marketing efforts? Tell me a little about that.
Sure. Well, it's been a business for a while, but in terms of me really saying, this is the thing you're going to do, and you're going to do this full time. And I'm a whole 11 months in full time business.
Okay. All right. Hey, cheers to 11 months.
Social media has got to be part of what you do.
Right.
It has to be. Right. I think it is also relationship building. Mm-hmm. I have had a great relationship with some nonprofits, and because of that, they've hired me. And because they've hired me, they've talked about me. And because they've talked about me, it gets other people talking about me. Mm-hmm. So there is that component where you must do social media.
Right.
You must
brand yourself.
Optimize. Yes.
Optimize. Yeah. That's my you favorite word. Optimize. That's what we use around here all the time. We optimize everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've got to do that. You've got to brand. You've got to let people know who you really are. Mm-hmm. And when they know who you really are, something in them says, you know, I resonate with that.
Right.
This person I can do business with because I love what they stand for.
Right. And you have to create your brand. And by doing that, you're creating content and putting that on your website and really kind of building it and then promoting it through social media, whether it's organically or paid channels.
Yes.
But so someone like your business, like, they don't really know that you exist a lot of times, because, you know, there's a lot of consultants out there. There's everybody seems to be popping up as a coach. I'm a coach. I'm a coach. I coach this.
Yes.
You know, how do you separate yourself from all that noise?
One, you decide who you're, and, you know, they're always asking you to find your niche. It's true.
Yeah.
And the more I do things, the more I understand this really is you. Like, you didn't just pull, I work primarily with women, out of the air. This
right.
really is you. And the more workshops I do, the more people I'm involved with, the more I see the need for what I have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And the more people say, Pam, I want to pay you because I never knew that about me. And you're bringing out the best of me. And that deserves compensation.
I like it. Yeah, it's very interesting. So segueing over, you know, you kind of talked about how you work with primarily women. Is it only women? It's majority.
It's majority. I can work with anybody who's willing to work.
Yeah, true.
And that's the thing. Anybody who's willing to work, you know, and I think that that's the way it is for every business that really is successful. You know who you are aiming for. Mm-hmm. But in that aim, when other people see you and say, you know, I like your brand. I like your style.
Right.
And when you know you can work with them, you do.
Right. Yeah. Right. So with, you know, women in particular, like, you know, I feel like we as women have more stigmas attached to us than males do. And then there's all the difference, you know, women of color, women of, you know, different ethnicities and descents and even ages, like, you know, age discrimination and things like that. So your company works to help women create stigma-free environments. What advice do you have for women that are in business that are being plagued with stigmas?
First, honestly, I would say, whether it's me or somebody else, get a coach.
Okay.
Get somebody who is going to help you to build that internal, external confidence. Mm-hmm. Decide the length of time that you're willing to deal with what you're dealing with. Put a date on it.
Yeah.
Put a date on it. And whether that means that you go and start your own business.
Right.
Start researching other companies that might be more accepting. Mm-hmm. Of who you are, and track them. You know, look at their websites. Look at, go to their events.
Yeah.
Find out if they have a foundation and they do a walk or a run or a, you know, or something. Find out what that is.
Right.
And go. For every company, I say this frequently. For every company, you come in like a heart or a lungs or a brain, and when you're done, you're a gallbladder. Like, useful, but we can live without you.
Right, right, right.
And so that's
you're a gallbladder. I'm going to start calling people that. I'm going to be like, gallbladder.
You know, that's why, and I've done a lot of work with people who are trying to get reemployed. Mm-hmm. And when I ask them about who they are, they tell me about their former job. They're that attached. To somebody who doesn't want them anymore.
Gotcha.
Kind of like the ex that you never let go. Let this ex go. It's a job. Okay, it's a job.
It's a job.
And
yeah.
And as a coach, that's what we help you do, to understand you are valuable with or without them. You were valuable when you walked in the door. That's why they hired you.
Right, right.
So just because they have squeezed the juice out of you.
Yeah.
And no offense to any company, but companies have to be faithful to their mission. Mm-hmm. And you as an individual have to be faithful to yours.
I love that. That's a great saying. I mean, I should put that on the wall next to Maya Angelou. Pamela Major, everybody. Have you written any books?
Actually, yes.
I figured.
Yeah, I've written 2 books. I Am a Diamond, Playbook and Journal for Life, which was really about my journey to knowing who I am and really valuing that woman. Mm-hmm. And then The Comfort, which it's a cookbook.
Yep.
And it is a story about my journey to healing after the death of my parents. My parents died 51 weeks apart.
Oh, God.
And so how did I get to be whole again?
Right.
And it was really through creating these amazing soup recipes, and all of which have an attachment to my family. Like I said, wow. Love family.
Love family. And I love soup, so I'm going to be checking out these recipes.
Yep. So, you know, and writing books is, I'm outlining a third book.
Okay.
Right now. Details to follow.
Awesome.
But I'm outlining a third book right now, and I can't wait to jump into it. Yeah.
I love that.
And if I can, just a little shout out to Project Right Now, one of the organizations that I do work with.
Okay.
Loads of help with writing your book.
Really?
Yes.
What are they, the editors and things like that?
They are everything.
Oh.
They are everything, and they are in Red Bank. Wow. So, yeah, a little shout out. All love right,
them. A little shout out to her. We love
and another female owned business.
All right. Yeah. Yes. Cheers to our female owned businesses. So, well, this all sounds amazing. And it sounds like you're making a difference.
Right now, we're in the middle of LGBTQIA+ as our area of focus for the stigma-free movement and Garden State Equality, which is the only statewide organization of its kind. For that community. And we don't have housing. Parents are still throwing their children out.
And that's just crazy to me. Like, I just don't understand it. Like, it's 2023, people. Let's get with the program.
It's the same stigma. You know, it's the same stigma. And love just doesn't look like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
Love doesn't look like I kick my kid out. That people aren't really thinking through their words
mm-hmm.
and the effect of their words and their lack of relationship.
And then the consequences, they just don't think about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's unfortunate. Yeah. It really is. So lastly, before we end, you are also a very powerful speaker. So tell me about some of the things you speak about and where you speak at.
Sure. I speak at conferences of all types, sit on panels, just got finished with, not too long ago, the Girl Scouts, which I loved.
Oh, I was a Girl Scout.
So was I. And I
choo 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 one too.
They actually make me a Girl Scout again for a year. So I'm super excited.
How fun.
I feel like I should still wear green, you know.
Your little vest with all your pins on.
Yeah. And yeah. I still have some of my pins and badges.
Me too.
I do that. I speak with, conferences of all types, speak for women's organizations, nonprofits, for-profits, just anyone who needs someone to come and talk about empowerment,
yep.
liberty, mm-hmm. authenticity, and how you get there.
Yeah.
What's the road? That's me. Yeah.
I like it. Be your best self. And live your best life. You
Absolutely.
Know, 2023, you're me. Well, thank you so much for coming into the studio here at Single Throw Marketing. We really appreciate your time and your insights. And I think this is wonderful what you're doing. And we're really going to be looking forward to book number 3 and great things to come from Miss Pamela Major. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This podcast is sponsored by Single Throw Marketing, a Google Premier partnered digital agency. To stay ahead of your competitors and get on page 1 of Google, check us out at singlethrow.com to see how we can help. Listen to us every other Wednesday, anywhere podcasts are found. Follow us on Instagram at The Conversation with an H-E-R and follow our link tree at linktr.ee/conversation.